broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for January the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2016. Oh, wow. 17. In the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We're also convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant. One of the great solutions that we have as the American people to bring America back on track. We don't need a revolution. We reject that notion. Go study history. It rarely turns out well. But we do stand for the restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Simply put, in Donald's terms, we're going to make America great again. Hopefully, Donald will be part of that. We're praying for Donald Trump. As did, by the way, we prayed for Barack Obama. Even though we disagree with Barack on almost everything, we still prayed for him. We still hoped for the best. And we still hoped he'd come to his senses and be grateful for and stand with the supreme law of the land to defend and protect the greatest country on the face of the earth that has provided more freedom to more people in the history of the world than any other culture and society that we know of. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's award-winning broadcast, still available on demand at your fingertips anytime you like, streaming and or download, libertyroundtable.com. Also available on your Roku player, look for the Liberty News Radio channel. And you got not only Liberty Roundtable on demand there, but live streams, an incredible list of other talk shows. If you want to see the schedule, go to libertynewsradio.com. Click on schedule and voila, a whole list of radio talk shows at your fingertips on the internet and on your Roku player. libertynewsdaily.com, our award-winning news service. Check it out today, libertynewsdaily.com. And if you have the heart to help donate to any one of those, every penny will be used as sacred funds to grow our goals, our presence in the media. Simple as could be, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We wear our agenda on our sleeve. Yes, we're commentators, but we get the who, what, when, where, why of a story, and we put it in the constitutional context of our founding fathers, of our traditional way of life, doing our very best to follow God's laws. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. The recap starts now. We talked about Park City schools are closed. Oh, man, it's old man winter's here, I'm telling you right now. It's like bumper cars everywhere. Cars are sliding all over. Government schools are closed. We're delighted about that. UHP, that's the Utah Highway Patrol or whatever, urging everybody to slow down. They had over 177 accidents. I mean, it's crazy out there, folks. And I was outside this morning super early scraping the windows off vehicles to try to get them ready for people to go to their various activities this morning in my family, just colder than could be. Wow. So winter certainly is here. I'm you know, kind of mocking global warming with this reality. Hillary and Bill Clinton, speaking of cold, Hillary and Bill Clinton didn't want anything to do with Trump, but now they're super excited to take front and center at Trump's inauguration. Wow. Hopefully Bill Clinton will be able to hang out and get his picture taken with Hillary while that's all going on. So, you know, I'll do my best to take the photo, and Kurt and Hillary will hopefully be in the photo. See what I'm talking about? Maybe he can get his picture with Bill, too. Megyn Kelly leaving Fox for NBC. That's the mainstream story. They want you to believe it's about money and everything else. It's not. Megyn is moving to a less valuable time slot because she says clearly she wants to be home to help her children, to help send them off to school and to be there when they get home. And she wants to eat dinner together with her husband and her children. And this new move affords her that opportunity. In my opinion, Megyn Kelly, good for you. Wow, she wants to spend time with her husband and children. And the feminists aren't even out there attacking Megyn. They're laying off for a change. Wow. Hopefully that'll make being a mother popular again. That's great news. And I appreciate Megan and her desire to make that her priority. She was asked by the NBC chairman there, hey, what do you really need, Megan, to come work for us instead of Fox? And that's what she said. I want to be home with my children and home with my husband. Just imagine a woman that's so popular and well-known and married, one man, one woman marriage, happy in her marriage, with children. She wants to be home with them all. What an example. Good for you, Megan. I haven't had a lot of praise for you in the past, but I'm telling you right now, good for you. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your example. I'm not telling you that she's perfect, folks, but I am telling you, good on her. And good on NBC to help that happen, by the way. Chili, meaning, you know, the hot food you eat, chilies and stuff. Great for your body, they say. Could help beat cancer. Research finds that capsaicin destroys the disease cells. Now they say, oh, don't worry. It won't work if you just eat the stuff or inject it or anything else. No, you got to pair it up with one of their drugs. They say it's not really effective unless you only be effective as a pill if you attach it to another drug that targets cancer cells. See, that's where I think that they're just trying to make big money on it now. And they're kind of saying to you folks, if it doesn't bring big money, they're not interested even if it would cure cancer. But as long as they can patent it, as long as they can garner the cash cow, then they're telling you how valuable it is. Well, all right, I appreciate that. Let's do some more studies and understand that God has created some tremendous things on this earth. Kurt wisely brought up, hey, eat chilies and onions and garlic, and man, what a wonder it can do, and boy, is he spot on. All right, we talked about archers to the rescue. We're talking about Madrid, and I guess these pigs, these boars are invading the urban areas. I mean, it's crazy, it's hard to even believe, but archers are picking them off. Wolves are starting to come in too, but a good archer just, boom. Now, I wonder, are they archers because they're not allowed to have guns in Madrid? What's up with that? Don't know, but anyway, it's pretty cool, and it proves the fact that, you know, guns aren't the bad guys. The ability to defend oneself against any threat is a good thing. And, you know, bow and arrows are great, but I kind of personally like to take it to the next level. I call them the great equalizer. That is the gun in the hands of good, honest, innocent people using them for self-defense and or food. And it's a God-given right of self-defense, codified in the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. That way government never gets too out of control, too run amok. And thank heavens for that. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you in part by Raw Honey. How would you like raw honey delivered directly to your door? Skip the middleman and raw honey, available now. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or you can call him, 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. And please say, hey, you know what? Don't call him honey. Just ask for him to deliver honey directly to your door, okay? His wife is the only one that gets to call him honey. I call him Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Hour two, we had our guest on, Becky Akers. Wow, she's the author of two incredible novels. Abducting Arnold is one of them. And the other one is called Hailstorm. They are revolutionary new novels. Get them today. Search Google. Look for Becky Akers and Hailstorm, or Becky Akers and Abducting Arnold. Check them out. Incredible books today. Anyway, we had an incredible discussion after we talked about these Gopher football players. They had a year suspension over sexual assault allegations. It was very confusing on the real details about the girls' allegations. They say it was consensual. They all admit that they were involved sexually. We pointed out how wrong this is. Becky went off with, in my humble opinion, a stellar delivery. I'm decent at word placement, right? I'm decent at talking. I'm telling you right now, Becky just nailed it. I couldn't even have done a better job myself. Wow, it was tremendous. She stood for traditional marriage, for one man, one woman marriage, for the dedication of a husband to a wife and a wife to a husband. It was something to behold, folks. Check it out, libertyroundtable.com, or on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel today. Now, we also talked about a husband. His name is Dale Partridge. He's well-known on the internet, by the way. He works all week. And he says there's a gift that too many men steal from their wives on the weekend. Sarah Malone writes the article. And the bottom line is this guy says, listen, you work all day making the money, you know, paying the bills. She works all day taking care of the children and the home and the internal, while you take care of the you know, foreign affairs of your house, if you will. She takes care of the domestic affairs. And when you get done, men, you don't have the right just to sit down in your recliner and say, honey, can you bring me my hot chocolate? Okay, you don't have the right to do that. The fact is that your job ends. By the way, mine doesn't, but that's a different discussion. Your job ends, and she still has to work 24/7. So don't take advantage of your wife. Jump in, help her, get it done. Give her the gift of love. Realize that you're equals, and you know what? You raise kids, and you got to pay the bills, and you got to take care of the home, and you got to do all those things. Really, it's 24/7 work, and together work, and together rest, and enjoy each other. What a great example that we lay out for those who call us feminists, or those who call us chauvinists, the feminists who call us chauvinists, etc. We lay it out just like that. There you have it. The truth shall set you free, huh?
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We end the recap with a final tidbit about this college. Students threatened with arrest over beach ball. Bob Unruh, WND.com, nails this one. And I guess what happened is there's this little tiny free speech zone that people are allowed to speak and express their concerns and I don't know if you want to call it protest, but certainly advocate for a redress of grievance and certainly show their displeasure, aka First Amendment opportunities afforded by the supreme law of the land, I might clarify. Anyway, this beach ball scenario is, I guess they were speaking outside the zone, And, you know, I don't know exactly how the beach ball makes sense, except for to say that, well, it was all about the ball and all about what they were doing. And you just can't, you know, play ball and talk and do all these things at the same time. And anyway, the bottom line is free speech is certainly in jeopardy in America if you and I don't stand together. Together, we win. Separately, we hang, if you will. Not literally, don't mince or manipulate my words. I'm not mincing words here. I'm saying figuratively speaking, we need to stand together or they will take away our free speech rights. They've done it everywhere. Even with the Ammon Bundy protests and everything else, they tried to set up these kind of things. They let Black Lives Matter run around and do whatever they want to, but the rest of us have free speech restrictions like you wouldn't believe in modern times. The founders would absolutely be shocked at what they see today. Nevertheless, colleges are out of control. That's why Americans need to simply not send their children to college. All right? Anyway, that's the recap. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. And speaking about my statement not going to college, there's an interesting article. See, what the mainstream press often does is they deny the truth and they lie. Deceive, manipulate. But once in a while, inadvertently, they release some very important information. So that's why you watch the mainstream press like a hawk. Number one, they're our opposition and you got to know what the enemy's doing. But number two, once in a while, they don't intend to, but they release something really valuable. And I'll give you an example. The Federal Reserve now is saying we don't expect the massive boom that Donald Trump tells you we're going to have, but we do expect an increase, and so we're going to have to raise interest rates, but the economy is not going to boom like Donald says, but it is going to move forward pretty good. We're going to see a good clip going on here, and it's going to happen. And do you realize what they just said, folks? Do you realize what they just told us? They just admitted that things are going to be much better under the Donald than they were under Barack Hussein. But they tried to do it as a slap in the face to Donald, like, oh, you won't get the boom you claim you're going to get, Donald. But they inadvertently go, yeah, but it's going to be way better than it was. And they know it. They know it. They absolutely know it. Why they're saying that now with a slap in the face, kind of an overtone, but yet wouldn't admit it back in the day before Donald got elected, they said everything wasn't true. They said, oh, Donald, you won't even have any gain under you. It'll be a loss. I mean, the whole economy will melt down. Everything will melt down with every country you deal with. It'll just be disaster. It'll be horrible, they said, right? Well, they lied. And now they're admitting the truth, but just kind of in a backhanded, manipulative way. But see, when you watch them, the truth is the truth. We will see significant gains under Donald. It will be way better than under Barry or Barack Hussein. That's clear. And they know it, and they just admitted it. But don't worry, it won't be the huge, massive boob Donald tells you it will. That's their, quote, hedge. That's their cover to finally admit the truth so that you can't say they were wrong and lied about everything. See? Well, I got another example, speaking of me telling you not to go to college. Going to college, the problem with it is you get so far in debt. The other problem with it is you end up a liberal when you get out of that thing. You end up an absolute flat-out socialist. Oftentimes. Not always, but most of the time. Because you're never taught the truth about the free market economy. You're never taught the truth about honest money. You're never taught the truth about the proper limited role of government. Its job is to create a level playing field and make sure that contracts are honored. And nothing more, really. Okay, they don't teach you those things. At all. Right, anyway, I digress, except for this story in the New York Times admits another very fascinating truth. But they do it inadvertently. It's the New York Times Business Financial Desk today. And the headline says, state of the art, frightful but not invincible. By, and I can't say this guy's name, Farhad Manjoo? M-A-N-J-O-O? Anyway, whatever. But this author, when I see that headline, I wouldn't even read the story. However, it started out by saying in the technology industry, and then that's what caught my eye, and so then I read the article. But in this article, what they're trying to tell you is that, A, these big companies, the big five, you know, Apple, IBM, Microsoft, Amazon, whatever, these big companies, well, they're starting to just manipulate everything and everybody. They're almost becoming monopolies because government has rewarded them so handsomely. Google, half these companies started out with government-subsidized money and favoritism by government giving them contracts. The list goes on and on how they manipulate reality. And so their whole point is these big five are kind of monopolistic and everything else, but and there's not much we can do about it, so governments are having to now step in and regulate them and make things very hard for them. The will of the people are against them. The government's now kind of turning against them. But I submit to you, the government created this moral crisis in the first place by all their laws and regulations and subsidizings and manipulatings in the first place. But they admit one very fascinating tidbit that I want you to be aware of. And here's what this Manju writer says. Listen carefully to what I'm about to say. Ready? In the technology industry, the sharks have never long been safe from the minnows for much of the last 40 years. The biggest players in tech, from IBM to Hewlett-Packard, and they go on and on and on, have been beat by the small guys more often than not. Do you understand what's just been said in this? They're saying that, look, the big guys have been around, and even though they've been given government subsidies, even though they've been government clear favoritism by contracts, by regulation, they've been given a clear, absolute, unfair advantage, and they've got huge over it, they still can't manage to outsmart and outdo the little guy. They can't. Because even though they manipulate the market, even though they're evil as can be, even though it's a moral hazard to the most epic proportions, they still can't completely control the free market. When there's a little bit of freedom, it goes a long way. So the article, really, now that you understand that, the headline says, "Frightful but not invincible." And it goes on, in my humble opinion, to explain this reality check, which is, in the technology industry, the sharks have never long been safe from the minnows. And that just goes to show how valuable the entrepreneur really is in America. And that's why I'm saying, you know what, you don't need to go to college. But you do need to take learning and education and find out where your talents are and certainly absolutely go after them. Let me give you an example. I don't have a degree in radio at all, folks. I don't even have a degree in IT. I should probably. It would be better if I did. I get that. But at what expense? At $100,000 of debt with interest that I'll be spending till I'm almost retired to pay off? I don't think so. Coming out of the other side, being such a liberal that I can't see straight when it comes to the proper role of government and the true nature of a supply and demand based free economy? No, I don't think so. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about this. But in my opinion, this is a nugget for the mainstream press. They didn't mean to release to you, but it happened. We're going to talk about it and make sure you get it, okay? We got a whole lot more news as well. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Bay Area, Michigan Sheriff's Deputy Adam Brown faces a potential 6-year prison sentence after being criminally charged in a negligent shooting that led to a school lockdown. In November 2016, Brown, a school resource officer at Bay City Western High School and Middle School, used a machine in a robotics classroom to test the trigger pull on his backup pistol, a Sig Sauer 380. In violation of rudimentary firearms safety practices, the deputy neglected to unload and clear his gun. Once the trigger was pulled, a round was sent through an intervening wall into a classroom, hitting teacher Brenda Amthor in the neck while she was teaching 30 students. After being assigned to investigate the shooting, Brown, a former officer of the year, recovered the bullet and hid it nearby. He also concealed his backup handgun, then called a police union representative who abetted the cover-up. He also lied to investigators when asked about the incident. The police accountability publication Photography is Not a Crime notes that school administrators also went into the silent mode, refusing to provide details to the parents of students and instead sending out an automated voice message saying only that there was an incident involving a gun being discharged by an officer. Brown has since been charged with felony evidence tampering and two misdemeanors.
If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so the New York Times, in their effort to talk about the Big Five and regulation and everything else, they're talking about these big companies, Google, Amazon, you know, these kind of things, HP or Hewlett-Packard, IBM, whatever, Microsoft. They released this one fascinating line in the technology industry. The sharks have never been long safe from the minnows. In other words, the minnows eat them for lunch every time. Now, we did an article about 2 weeks ago, maybe, sometime around Christmas time. And in that article, we talked about how the technology industry is a whole lot less regulated than most industries. And that's why the minnows can eat the sharks for lunch. Okay? That's why the minnows or the sharks are not safe from the minnows, because it's not regulated. And so the free market has its will, and that's why all these other energy or these other sectors that are so regulated get the beating, because they don't have the freedom necessary. They don't have opportunity because there's so many regulations and so much government intervention. I'll give you an example. I really pick on the energy industry big time. I say, you know what? These wind power things are bogus. The solar power things are bogus. A lot of these new technologies are bogus. Not because the technologies are bogus, folks, but because there's so much government regulation, so much government subsidies, so many rules and guidelines and unfair realities to where the free market cannot work in those industries. It is too absolutely shut down. And it only rewards the rich guys who somehow pull the lever of government in their favor, see? Now, if we get rid of the regulations, if we bring the energy industry a whole lot more like the technology industry, where the sharks wouldn't be safe from the minnows, now, my fellow Americans, we're getting somewhere. And I really believe that wind technology could just absolutely, I don't want to say create a firestorm because we're talking about wind, could create an incredible opportunity. The wind would be blowing in the favor of the free market big time. And you would see wind turbines and other technologies that would come to market that would literally absolutely be able to replace the electric grid. And individuals could become independent. But see, they don't want that, is my whole point. They won't let that happen. And that's where the rub is. We've got to force the new technologies to take center stage. We've got to force disruptive technology, even in a very heavily regulated market, to let the free market and to let opportunity and competition win. And that's why I bring it up. I'm not attacking the technology of using wind to produce energy at all. I'm attacking the industry and the circumstances in which they make you believe it's viable. It isn't. Not with their manipulations, it's not. It could be. It absolutely could be. If they just absolutely get out of the way and deregulate and get out of the get all the regulations out of the way, get government out of the mix, reduce taxes, reduce the moral hazard of investing or subsidizing. And then if you had that kind of a market like technology, like this little tidbit slipped from the New York Times in the energy industry, replace technology industry with energy industry, in the energy industry, the sharks would never long be safe from the minnows. The same thing is true, by the way, with solar power. I'm not against solar power. Trust you me, I would love nothing more than to buy wind turbines and solar power and batteries and whatever else to power my home and get off the grid and tell the government and their control grid to take a hike. I would love nothing more than to do that. But as long as they're going to subsidize solar panels to the nth degree, they're going to keep the price high. And then they're going to make it a moral hazard so full of regulation and government red tape that the minnows can't upset the sharks. The opportunity's not there. So this whole point is the New York Times are admitting that deregulation is the answer if you want the free market. And I absolutely never want the sharks to be safe from the minnows. I'll give you an example. Name some of the top tech companies now. Google. How long have they even been around? Now, they got government help to do it, which is sad. But all I'm telling you is, look, 15 years ago, nobody even knew who Google was, really, or 20 years. I don't know the number. What about Twitter? What about Facebook? What about Pinterest? What about Instagram? What about Amazon? These are all minnows that have now become pretty big fish. There's a lot of unnamed companies that have really taken the world by storm as well. All right? There, for example, Microsoft has this huge ability to control remote computers. It's called Terminal Services. They charge an arm and a leg for it, for instance. But now there's a little startup you've never even heard of, for example, in the technology industry. They've created a product called TS Web or TS. I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, it's like Terminal Services. Oh, TS Plus. Anyway, this company is tiny. You've never even heard of them. But they've created a global powerhouse of providing the ability to control remote computers and compete with the big Microsoft Terminal Services scenario, and they've done it for pennies on the dollar. And they've also done it with a lot less regulation and red tape and confusion and complications and licensing, and they put together a much simpler, easier to manage interface. I mean, it's just a tremendous example of what I'm talking about. Anyway, it's probably boring because it's IT and it doesn't really, you know, nobody cares, but except for guys like me that are computer geeks. But all I'm telling you is I bring this up because this is the answer. And if Donald Trump can really deregulate as he promised, oh, Federal Reserve, you think there's going to be an acceleration. You're right. You finally admitted it, but it'll be bigger than you're now admitting. And then later you'll say, golly gee, you know, Donald did better than we thought he would. You'll just be continuing to jettison lie after lie after lie and finally being forced to embrace the truth. And we're glad that the new media is taking center stage and forcing your hand in this reality check. With that, Kurt Crosby, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, my friend.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. What do you think of this delightful disruption of technology and the New York Times being forced to admit it in a line deep in the article there, sir?
Well, it's, you know, it's an example of how that typically works in the media. You know, that's why we do what we do. Ladies and gentlemen, we wish that other people would. We wish there were other sources for you. If the media really covered things like they should, then we'd just be grateful and do our whatever else in life. But they don't. Typically, they hide the very important information and make it so that it's almost impossible to find unless you really know where to look or how to look or you've had some experience looking. And that's why we do what we do, right, Sam?
Absolutely. And anyway, I bring that up because, in my opinion, it's one of the greatest examples. And, Kurt, I know you and I have had a little bit of debates and discussions on the air about solar and about wind power and everything else. And I want to be very clear. You and I are completely aligned in our beliefs about how this should go down and the value of these opportunities. They could be so incredibly disruptive and so valuable to the American people, but they're shut down by government. And, you know, I think sometimes maybe my point's been missed about those things. I'm not against solar, and I'm not against some of these new technologies that could be brought to bear. I'm absolutely, unequivocally for them. However, government has created such a hazard, Kurt, that the road we're going down is not the answer. And it's going to stymie, shut down the whole thing if we're not cognizant and careful about this.
And one of the key things we do want to bring up is that, you know, in this, quote, effort to make America great again, there are solutions to this, and they're simple and easy. You simply have to look at what worked, how it was that the founders set things up, and basically move back to that, eliminating the crustaceans, if you will, the problems, the hangers-on, you know, the little regulators, the little bureaucrats that, you know, should have never been there, or the big bureaucrats, I don't know what you want to call them, but, you know, the problems that slow things down, that hold back progress, you know, that make us where, hey, you know, all we would have had if we never deregulated the phone industry or the communications industry, we'd still have, you know, phone service like they probably have in Russia. You know, and, you know, what's amazing to see when you get government out of the way and you simply have it do what it's supposed to do, and you'll see that in, you know, a few places left in America. And that's where typically all the people are leaving from higher regulation and higher tax places to go to those places, simply because people need freedom to thrive, Sam.
Boy, do they.
And so that's what's going on.
Yeah, and so I want to make it very clear. I've never been against the advancement of solar energy and the value that it can bring to the table, and or wind energy, and or low power nuclear reactors, for instance, energy. There's so many opportunities. It's absolutely an opportunity of a lifetime with our technology, but you can't move forward with government controlling the outcomes and government manipulating the playing field. You'll never succeed like that without government gaining ultimate control. Look what they've done with the power grid, for example. They should have never created that moral hazard in the first place. Yeah, Americans would actually have independent electricity if they had stayed out of it. That's the whole point. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare. The war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight, because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally it affects you. And they always try to do the right thing, because things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
You know, the conservatives, I don't know if you want to say the Republicans, the whatever term, this divide in America, it's hard to use words, labels to define because the words always have changed meaning. I'll give you a quick example. The founding fathers were known as liberals. The conservatives were the ones that wanted to, quote, stay with King George. Well, now it's just the opposite. The conservatives are the ones that want to stand with freedom and the Constitution and the American way, and the liberals want to embrace eventually King George and eventually communist principles. Nevertheless, set aside the words, there's a divide in America today about a belief system. Do we stick with time-honored traditions and the principles of freedom, or do we move towards a, quote, more enlightened world that would jettison the redneck founding fathers, kind of an idea? And that battle is epic and ongoing. But when the conservatives are the Americans who believe in freedom and the Constitution and everything else, when they lose, you know what? It's sad, but they don't go crazy. They accept the peaceful transfer of power, and for the most part, they accept the rule of law, which, by the way, is due process, etc. Anyway, the liberals can't do that. That's why you got women still crying over Hillary's loss. You got protesters out in the streets, you know, destroying property and melting down. You've got all kinds of moral hazard happening, but it even gets worse because states, literal states, are absolutely melting down. Dateline, California, Kurt.
All right. Yeah, so what you're talking about here is basically Eric Holder being the new attack dog, I guess you could say.
Great choice of words, by the way.
For the state of California. Now, Eric Holder, in case you don't know who he is, or is he still the...
former for Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah. Attorney General.
Attorney General.
Right? Yeah. You know, and so...
Eric Holder Jr., by the way. Eric Holder Jr.
All right. Anyway, the bottom line is... what you've got is California seeking to basically battle the federal government. You know, and now one of the things that I like to see about this, and now I know that, you know, in my opinion, California's been hijacked by the liberals, and it's just, you know, almost, I was going to say worthless, but almost, well, it's just a sad situation there. But this idea that the states can, you know, not just do everything that the federal government tells them is a good one. That's, you know, a sound principle because the states are who created the federal government. And they're supposed to be this separation of powers kind of things. But, you know, it's at least California is not the ideal choice to... you know, implement or to show this, but the principle of states being able to, you know, not really do exactly what the federal government always tells them, you know, that's a good principle, right, Sam?
Yes, it is. It's a great principle. And what I don't understand, though, is a state literally blatantly admitting, look, we're going to hire intentional opposition as the lead attorney. We're going to use his federal government experience and his thugocracy of Chicago politics in California directly against the Trump administration. I've never seen this kind of stuff happen before, Kurt. Ever.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's basically an interesting time.
They're saying, you know what, ourselves. We don't care about the rule of law. We don't care what the Congress does. We're going to literally do everything we can to undermine the efforts of Donald Trump, right, Kurt? Isn't that what
you
said?
Well, yeah, and they, for example, they're ticked off about, you know, the idea that they wouldn't allow for more, what is it, you know, these cities where they get this free money or this money from the federal government, and they, what is it, you know, and they don't do the, keep the immigration laws in them. Anyway, I'm trying to remember the term, but they're ticked off about that. They don't want to, you know, to be told what to do about this whole thing. And, you know, so you have some, in my opinion, kind of some lawlessness going on there. And, you know, that's an example of it. I mean, we'll just have to see, what really goes on, but, it's interesting to see it happening, don't you think?
Yes, sir. All right, now, moving on to a different story, but I find that fascinating. Fascinating that, you know, things are just changing, Kurt. Yes. And the liberals just don't know what to do. They're using every trick in the book. What I hope they do, though, is have respect for the law.
Right.
Now, if Donald gets out of line, then you know what? They got a point. But really, you got Eric Holder and Barack Hussein and stuff like that. These are the Chicago-style, scrappy, I don't know what terms to use here, folks who don't want the rule of law. They're using everything they can to undermine the rule of law. Now you have literally the state of California embracing this kind of operative or action. It's scary. Yep. Kurt, I'm telling you right now, those who believe in the rule of law need to flee California yesterday. I'm telling you, it's going to get crazy. Write it down.
Yeah, that's been the way that, at least as far as I'm concerned, that's been that case for quite some time, I think. Right?
The New York Times forever has called us racist, Kurt. The reason they say we're racist is because if you're a white guy and you commit a crime, then they'll promote it and tell you how evil that the white guy against the black is and how horrible it is and how racist they are. But if black people commit crimes, they've really underreported it. And there's been only a few people that are willing to say race is not a factor here. In fact, to use race as a reason to overreport one side of the equation and underreport the other side of the equation, that alone is racist. That's what WorldNet Daily, WND.com, and others have said, and boy, do we agree. But WND.com, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, James Edwards, and a few have the guts to tell the tale of freedom and to allow all races to advocate for their cause and to allow free speech, whether you agree or disagree, and to work together for solutions, letting everybody celebrate their heritage. But advancing our own cause doesn't mean the downing or hating or hostility towards anyone else, by the way. However, right. The New York Times, under the Trump leadership, Kurt, you might call Trump a racist or a bigot if you're a liberal rag. Yes. But now they're finally starting to have to tell the truth. The New York Times, Kurt. Now
well,
it's documented.
In my opinion, that's because they got the competition pushing
exactly
them.
Right.
Like you talked about the minnows and the, you know, whatever else. That's what's going on here, don't you think?
Without question. Without question, we're forcing them to come to the table to tell the truth. And Donald Trump has helped a ton in this. But they have a big article, and in their big article, it talks about racists, Kurt. And the line in the article that I've picked for my headline says this. This is the New York Times, remember. They had multiple reporters from all over the nation contributing to this thing. New York and Chicago and everywhere, okay? The police were questioning, and I modified the headline. It's not exactly the way it says it in the New York Times. But here's the way I write it. The police were questioning four black people as video circulated online showing a white teenager tied up and beaten as a group of young African-American thugs shouted anti-white messages and insulted Donald J. Trump. And then they mentioned that he's president-elect Donald J. Trump, I might add. You're Donald J. Trump. Now, I have not seen the mainstream press blatantly identify the race and blatantly tell you that black people in this case are the aggressors. They're out of control. They're thugs. They're attacking a white person and literally saying that is a racist act. However, we've never had such blatant video of it occurring either, Kurt.
Yeah,
to this degree. Point. And we've never had the advocates to tell the tale like we can do. And the mainstream press can pretend we're nobody, but they know full well we're forcing their hand. We may not get the top billing headlines yet. We're gaining on them, folks. We take them on every day and we're winning. However, we can force their hand. We are big enough to get that done, and they know it. They absolutely know it. And all I'm telling you is they would not be reporting this unless forced to, but they're literally saying, hey, a bunch of black thugs beat up a white man. It was racist, it was hostile, it was evil, and it was an attack against Donald Trump and this white boy, this white gentleman, this white teenager. And I've never seen it reported like that, Kurt, before. They're being forced to tell the real narrative. Look, violence towards anyone is wrong and evil, and we reject it.
Right.
And when you mix race into the equation, you need to be fair and say that it was racial if it has racial overtones. When they literally, on the video, beat up a white person, tie him up, and literally use language that are anti-white messages and insulting Donald Trump because he's white and because they say Donald's a racist, you see the racist attempts or agenda so blatantly in these four that beat up this white man that you can't ignore it. You can't say this is not a racial issue. And you can't say that it wasn't hostility to the umpth degree. The poor guy got beaten up and went to the hospital. Now he's finally out and he's dealing with investigators. But all I'm telling you is it's getting more blatant by the day, and they're starting to require the truth. That's what we're all about, ladies and gentlemen. Whether we get the credit for it behind the scenes or not, whether they tell you we're so small we don't matter or not, makes no difference to us. Don't even remember my name. I don't care. Just know that the narrative is changing, and your financial support and your involvement and your listenership is making that happen. Thank all of you. We're getting it done, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for trusting us to be your spokesman. We're grateful to join you in our great sacred honor quest of the truth. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.